This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 7, 2017. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, the new downtown Beverly Bank branch, that's the Beverly Bank branch in Danvers, was robbed on Wednesday for the second time in less than a month, and police believe the same person is responsible for both heists, as well as a third at another bank. The incident marks the third time since August 15. Police have responded to an armed bank robbery in town, and they say there are similarities between each incident. Danvers Police Captain James Lavelle is reported as saying, basically, we do believe it's the same party as before. Police are set to release updated photos of the suspect. According to police scanner chatter and the Salem News, the bank at 29 Elm Street was robbed just after 1 p.m. on Wednesday by a man who threatened he had a gun. The suspect was described as a white man with blonde or reddish hair, 5'11", and wearing a black baseball cap, black sunglasses, and a white or gray hooded sweatshirt with stripes. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. A woman was rescued in Lynn after spending 24 hours in the Lynn Woods. Bill Newell has our story.
Rick, Thomas Guerlo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that a 31-year-old woman who had been reported missing by her husband was found injured but safe at the bottom of a 40-foot ravine in the Lynn Woods Reservation. A walker called 911 after spotting her at the base of an embankment 100 yards from the Great Woods Road entrance to the park early Wednesday morning. A fire department rescue team brought her to higher ground, where she was placed into an ambulance and brought to Mass General Hospital. She was conscious and speaking, but unable to stand or walk, said Lynn District Fire Chief Stephen Archer. Quote, we performed a rescue up the cliff with the use of a harness to bring her safely up the steep embankment and removed her from Lynn Woods using our ATV unit. She was taken by Atlantic Ambulance to MGH with non-life-threatening injuries. It appears that the woman had been in the ravine for about 24 hours. She told rescuers that she wasn't sure what had happened, according to Archer. The police department spokesman said that just before the 911 call, the woman's husband reported that she had been missing for more than a day. Police declined to release the patient's or her husband's name. For North Shore Today on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, faced with candidates with strong backgrounds in aviation and emergency preparedness, Danvers selectmen did not want to wing it when it came to appointing a vacancy to the Beverly Airport Commission. Instead of appointing someone on Tuesday night, selectmen wanted to take their time, given some members' concerns about Beverly Regional Airport, which is owned by the city of Beverly, with portion of its 415 acres sitting in Beverly, Danvers, and Wenham. Noise and tree clearing from aircraft are among the concerns for those living in neighborhoods close to the airport, according to Selectman Gardner Trask, a former airport commissioner, during a meeting in Town Hall on Tuesday, September 5. The meeting was held to fill a vacancy left by Joseph F. Daw, who resigned in June. More on this story, written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. And Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, being a city resident in Salem has its perks, especially where the New England Aquarium is concerned. The aquarium is offering free admission once again to all Salem residents throughout September with the help of a trust set up by Norman H. Reed, who wanted to bring science education to everyone that lives in the city where generations of his family lived. The aquarium is ready for Salem, according to Tony Lacasse, a spokesman for the aquatic attraction. He noted the aquarium has done the program in the past and is quoted as saying, if the entire city of Salem decides to come in over the month, we can accommodate them. Anyone from Salem can go. There's no cap on income. Residents do have to bring proof that they live in Salem, a driver's license, state identification, passport, or a statement from their mortgage, utilities, or a bank statement. All tickets have to be picked up at the box office. They cannot be purchased in advance. Sounds like a good deal to me. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.